Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the greatest of the Salaf from the Tabi'in, he said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, how many years have you got? Yani, how old are you? The guy said, I have 60 years. Yani, how many years of your life has passed? 60 years. He said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that you have spent 60 years on your journey to Allah. All of us, we all know our ages. Whatever your age is, you spend that time with that road that you're supposed to be that traveler. Even if you want to reside in this dunya, it's not your home. We're travelers here. You're on that journey to Allah. Sittina sana, he said. Traveling to Allah. And you're almost going to reach. Yani, you're almost going to die. Then the rajul, the man, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we return. And then Fudayl, he said to him, Rahimahullah ta'ala, Ata'rifu tafsiruhu? Do you know the meaning of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? Do you know the explanation of this? He said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, Fudayl, Anna lillah abdun. That I am a slave of Allah. Wa ilayhi raji'un. I am a slave of Allah and to Him I'm returning. This isn't our home. This world is not our home. Inna lillah, ana lillahi abdun. I am to Allah a slave. I am the slave of Allah. Which means worshipping wahdahu, la sharika lah. Wa ilayhi raji'un. And to Him I will return. He said, Rahimahullah ta'ala, that when you know that you're the slave of Allah, and you know you're returning to Allah, then you know you've got to stand, and you've got things you have to do. You're answerable to certain things. And when you know that you've got things to do, that you have to do as a slave of Allah, then you know that you're going to be asked. And when you know that you're going to be asked, then be ready with your answers to those questions. Be prepared with those answers to those questions. And it's not like your exam. The ones that are going to answer these questions are those whose qalb is khashi. Those who fear Allah in their hearts. And it fills their body with ta'ah and obedience. And then the man asked him, what can I do? What is the solution? And Fudayl ibn Iyad, he said, it's easy. Yasira. It's easy. Qala mahi. The individual said, what is it? What's easy? He said, Tuhsinu fima baqiya yughfir laka ma mada. Tuhsinu fima baqiya yughfir laka fima mada. Do well in that which is left. It's not the end. You have time. Do good deeds in that which is left in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah Allah forgives you for that which you have done before. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ أَسَأْتَ فِي مَا بَقِي. Because if you remain corrupted, and if you do ill deeds, bad deeds for that which is remaining, أُخِذْتَ بِمَا مَضَى وَبِمَا بَقِي. You'll be taken to account if you continue in being disobedient, you will be taken to account for that which occurred in the past, and to be taken to account with that which remains. This is the advice of our Salaf. This is the advice of our Salaf in not taking this dunya as a home, mentally or physically, spiritually, whatever. Don't take it as a home.